Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to try and quickly unpack the essentials of getting a website online. We're talking web hosting and, you know, actually creating the site.
Right. And web hosting, at its core, it's really just the service that lets you put your website out there on the internet. You're basically renting space on a server, a specialized computer, where all your website files live.
So that anyone with a browser can find them.
Exactly.
Exactly. Our mission today is to, well, cut through some of the jargon, help you get the key concepts without drowning you in information. Okay.
Sounds good. And what's interesting is how varied the hosting options have become. There are distinct types, each with, you know, pros and cons. You could start with free hosting, costs nothing, obviously.
Which sounds good. But there's always a catch, right?
Oh, definitely. Usually big limitations, like not much bandwidth, maybe slow performance. And often the provider puts their ads on your site to pay for it. It's really just for like testing things out, dipping your toes in.
Okay, so free is just for playing around. For anything more serious, people usually look at shared hosting first, don't they?
Yeah, that's super common. With shared hosting, like the name says, your site shares server resources, CPU, RAM, storage, with, well, potentially hundreds of other websites.
Makes sense why it's popular. It's cheap and pretty easy to handle, right? Good for smaller sites, maybe blogs or personal pages.
Exactly. But the key thing there is the shared part. If one site on that server suddenly gets tons of traffic, it can actually slow down your site too.
Ah, okay. So you're affected by your neighbors, so to speak.
Right. Which brings up the other end of the spectrum. Dedicated hosting. That's where you get an entire server all to yourself. Mm-hmm. All the CPU, all the RAM, just for you.
So much better performance, higher speeds, handle lots of traffic, but I'm guessing it costs a lot more.
Oh, yeah. Significantly more. It's usually for really big sites like major e-commerce stores or high traffic portals.
That really shows the trade-offs, doesn't it? Cheap and shared versus pricey and exclusive. Is there like a middle ground?
There is, thankfully. That's where virtual private servers or VPS come in. They kind of bridge the gap. Think of a powerful physical server that's divided up using software virtualization into several smaller independent virtual servers.
Okay, so you're still sharing the main hardware.
You are, but each VPS acts like its own separate server. It has its own dedicated slice of resources, operates independently, much more stable than shared hosting.
So you get more control, better reliability than shared, but without the huge cost of a dedicated server.
Exactly. It's often that sweet spot for businesses or projects that are growing and need that reliability, but aren't quite ready for the dedicated price tag. Balances cost and performance really well.
Got it. Okay, so let's say you've picked your hosting. You've got your digital LAN.
Right.
What's next? You need an address, right?
The domain name.
Crucial step. And it's not just picking a name you like. There's a process.
Right. You choose a name. Then you have to check if it's actually available.
Yep. Using databases run by organizations like ICANN, they coordinate all these unique identifiers globally. And then you register it. Provide your contact info, which goes into that public WHOIS database.
That's right. Pay your annual fee. And then the final technical bit is updating your A record.
Which is like telling the internet's phone book exactly which server your domain name points to.
Precisely. Connects the name to the space.
Okay. Domain registered, server ready. How do you actually get your website files onto that server?
Ah, that's where FTP client software comes into play. FTP means file transfer protocol. It's software on your computer that connects to the remote server and lets you, well, transfer files.
I've definitely heard of FileZilla. Are tools like that, or QtFTP, SmartFTP, basically just file managers for the web?
In a way, yeah. You typically see your local files on one side of the window, the server files on the other. You just drag and drop to upload or download. Simple.
But wait, is plain FTP secure? I feel like I've heard warnings about that.
That's a really important point. Standard FTP sends everything, username, password, your files basically in plain text. Not secure at all. That's why you should always try to use SFTP if you can. Secure File Transfer Protocol.
SFTP. Okay, and that encrypts everything.
Yes. It encrypts the login details and the data being transferred. It's a massive security advantage. Protect your credentials. Always use SFTP if your host supports it.
Good tip. Okay, so files are transferred securely. Now, actually building the website, that sounds like coding, which can scare people off.
It can sound daunting, yeah.
Yeah.
But it literally doesn't have to be these days. Thanks to content management systems or CMS, think WordPress, Drupal, Joomla. These are amazing platforms.
They let you build and manage a site without needing to be a coding whiz, right?
Totally. They handle all the complicated backend stuff. You use a web interface to add content, change the look using themes or templates, add features with plugins. It makes it so much more accessible.
Great for everything from blogs to like full online stores.
Absolutely. And once it's built, there's one more crucial piece: making sure it looks good everywhere.
Ah, you mean on phones, tablets, desktop?
Exactly. That's responsive web design. It's an approach to design and coding that makes your website automatically adapt its layout to fit the screen size it's being viewed on.
So it's easy to read and navigate no matter the device. Seems essential now.
Oh, it's vital. Not just for user experience keeping visitors happy, but also for search engines like Google. They prioritize mobile-friendly sites in search results. So it's non-negotiable, really.
Wow. Okay. So let's quickly recap this whirlwind tour. We started with web hosting, the different flavors like free, shared, the powerful dedicated option, and that balanced middle ground, the VPS.
Right. Highlighting those trade-offs in cost, performance, and how resources get shared or dedicated.
Then we covered getting your unique address online, registering a domain name, dealing with ICANN, WHOIS.
And how you actually move your website files using FTP clients like FileZilla, and crucially, the secure version, SFTP.
And finally, making site creation easier with content management systems like WordPress and ensuring it works everywhere with responsive design.
Yeah, it's amazing how many tools are available now, making it relatively easy for almost anyone to establish a pretty sophisticated web presence. Which sort of leads to a final thought. Given how accessible all this is now, how varied the tools are, what does that mean for how we, you know, perceive and interact with information online? Does it change things?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe what new possibilities or even responsibilities does this accessibility open up for you personally in this digital world?
That's definitely something to think about. A great place to leave it for today.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.